this song that also doesn't have any swears in it. We have a lot of pedal settings to adjust in between songs. Yeah. So I would tell a joke, but I'm afraid.
Don't
I'm on the radio. I'm afraid.
No jokes for Amber. Yeah, so this is a song we also just recorded, and it's on the new record, Amor Fati. And on the record version, Mr. Dana Colley plays, I almost said Barry Sax, but he plays bass clarinet, actually, on this one, which is really cool. Also known as the Uber Skank Tank, and it was really cool to be able to have him on our record. I'm always reminding you to do your sound effect, but now today I have to remind you not to do your sound effect. Sorry, Samuel L. Jackson. Everybody strap in, about to open some windows. Hang on, I'm sorry. I don't want to have that like blasting off into outer space in a second there.
Thank you. And we all grow cold. Then it all gets cold. But then you freeze.
I almost let an HE double hockey sticks slip out. We forgot about that one. Can you say it on the radio if it's in the Bible?
The worst of our concerns.
That's fair.
But this song has a few concerns which we have been practicing, and I have notes over there.
Oh, yes. Let me do a quick little tune. Tell them a nice story or some facts about birds.
Some facts about birds.
Birds aren't real.
Did you know that different birds are everywhere?
Oh.
So we do have some facts. If you like, if you like what you're hearing this evening, or you like how you would imagine that it would sound if this weren't our first time ever adapting to radio, which we're trying our best with our pedals, then you can go to saplingband.com and you can buy a bunch of objects from us or non-objects. We are on CD and Bandcamp.
We sell ideas.
We do sell ideas. Free ideas are everywhere. And this Saturday, we are at Medford Porch Fest at 129 Arlington Street at around 3 p.m., but our whole show starts at noon there.
That's why that was sharp. That was on.
You guys good?
We're good.
Have you ever wanted to go back to a time when everything was better?
One, two, one, two, three, woo!
Thank you.
concerned. I was so concerned with forgetting. That was you. You lost your ride symbol. I was so concerned with forgetting Eddie Vedder that I forgot to leave that spit to Beaver.
Yeah. We've never left a whole verse out, and I stood there and I looked at you like, grumble, grumble.
I know. I thought you were just being cute. So funny story, when we recorded that song, we accidentally added a verse. We were getting a little excited about some fun copy-paste stuff, and when we went to do the vocals, we realized that there was an extra verse pasted in, and our awesome engineer was like, oh, hang on, sorry, let me just fix it. That was my mistake. And we're like, no, wait. So we sat down and we wrote another verse. So if you listen to the record, there is a verse that you will never hear live, and there's also a verse that you will normally hear live.
Yeah.
So we have, let's see. Oh, fun.
Oh, boy, this is a fun new song.
You got your flexitone ready?
Oh, you gave it away now. So I don't have the clown box with me, and I feel at a loss right now because there were a few things that I really wanted out of it, like my slide whistle and the no button. But Rainey made me leave it at home, even though we didn't bring John and we had extra room in the car. We couldn't brought it up 3 flights of stairs. Woo! Beep.
Arrives back.
Beep.
What are we doing?
Taboo.
Okay. Which one of us has to be careful in this? Oh no, I don't have to be careful in this.
Yeah, you do.
I do. I know. It's a normal level of careful though. Alright. We're just making sure we bring the exciting parts of the live set to all you.
Alright. 100% pure Florida orange juice.
I was born in the year. Nope. Born in the year of the rototom under a Casio moon. Reagan sounded like a reel. I tried hard just to live and to get along. It was gone so soon. What was it like to have a sense of hope? You say you just don't want to talk about. Few more songs for you, and then we're gonna get back to the rest of the radio. I think we're gonna go chat with Mr. Smitty.
I'm jumping between headphones.
Yes.
And stuff over here.
Amber has gone back to her guitar now. Picture it now, in a world
where you have two sets of headphones.
All right. What on earth am I doing in this song? Which is something that I say every time.
In a world where you don't know what pedals you need.
Oh, right. Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Want to play a song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Play a song for the people.
All right. One, just some songs for the people?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, in that case. I get all my news from Gemini. Leads through the pages. Of course you were, of course you did. 11:37, same as ever. Make your idols cry, 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 make your idols cry.
couple more songs for you all. One day I'll remember to get that preset right.
All right, we're going to start wrapping this thing up here-ish.
Diggity dog.
Once again, saplingband.com. Catch us this Saturday at Medford Porch Fest. Catch us July 22nd at the Sinclair, supporting Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys for their release show. And again, thanks everyone for having us tonight.
So this next little ditty we're going to do for you is, it's not a song. It's a poem
salad.
That I added words to. No, you're a salad. I'm a soup. And John is a sandwich without the shell, because apparently you don't always eat the shell of sandwiches. Also, basketball's really unfair. I spend my Sundays with bad hair, thinking about Nikola Tesla in the color orange. My voice is so hoarse from screaming in traffic all week and at you. No one appreciates Paganini anymore or a good devil story. Tell me, if a tree falls in the woods and David Foster Wallace isn't around to consider it, is it unethical to eat it? I'm an undercover archaeologist, leader of the Arts and Rats movement. We eat microwave leftover Renaissance for breakfast.
Ew.
Who's gonna light Dorothy Parker's cigarette? Or sing the laments for the living when all men are eviscerated? Is this a man or an amoeba? Are you content to resign your life to a quiet desperation? What was the question? I wonder if Arne had children, and if he read them bedtime stories. Did he speak of Dorian Gray, or stop for a commercial break? Thank you.
I'm taking this back. This was insane. Oh my goodness. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. We're going to give these guys a break, and they'll come in here for an interview. So I'm going to pick back up where we were and keep playing some music. That was phenomenal. We'll be talking to Sampling in a second.
Thank you. You gotta use your blinker. You gotta use your blinker when you park your car. You gotta use your blinker. You gotta use your blinker when you park your car. Cost $50. It costs $50. Down at Fenway Park. Hey man, I gotta see the fucking socks. It costs $50. $50. Down at Fenway Park. Park your car.
All right, you're listening to WMFO 91.5 Medford. Oh, you know what? Oh, geez, it's been a while. Let me sneak something in here. I'm going to do a PSA. Here we go. Dangerous for everyone. Nobody is special enough to text and drive. It's dangerous for everyone. Visit stoprex.org and learn more. Okay, we got that out of the way.
I didn't know. It's like dangerous for everyone. I thought you said danger is.
Yeah, right. Danger is for everyone. Yeah.
So please text him.
Hands off. It's mine. going backwards, 145 playing Park Your Car. The I Want You with Break Off and Tribe with Abort. So, you know, I don't even know where to begin with Sapling.
Turn their mics
up. Oh, yep.
Well, we'll begin there.
Yeah.
Actually, all right, talk, say hey.
Hello.
Hey,
hello.
All right, there we go.
You know, it's just, you guys are just so unique and so wonderful in so many different ways. I don't even know where to begin. I mean, you and I, we did a brief little text back and forth. Did I mention I was like an art school punk rock guy when I first started out?
Yeah.
So what you guys are doing just so speaks to me in so many different ways. And I did mention the Pixies to you, right?
Probably.
Yeah. And I was, because I was saying, it's like, you know, your sound is so original and so just, you know, not of the ordinary. It's like, you know, do you, you know, I'm not even wholeheartedly recommending it, but it makes me think, do you go to the UK? They would go nuts for you guys. They would lose their minds.
I don't think I'm allowed in like at least half the countries in Europe.
There you go.
I can't go to Canada.
Did Brexit affect anything? Can we go now?
Oh, maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. And by the way, I don't even know. And so John Peel was still with us when the Pixies went over there. I don't know if they have a John Peel-like kind of connection in the UK. But it's just, you know, what you're doing is just so unique and so cool and so fun. And it just reminds me of all the, you know, arty punk rock bands, you know, back in the late 70s and the early 80s when I was, you know, coming up. And I'm a huge fan. I just love you guys.
Thank you.
So then the other question that came up is Andrew and I were talking about you. Are you guys hip to bong water at all?
Like,
I drank the band, the
right? Right.
Yeah, no, I don't.
You should Google.
Should we Google?
Don't drink the bong water.
Should we Google? That's the
I'm
one.
Pretty yeah. sure because it's the word is penis head? And not a slang. I can say one of their better hit songs is Detachable Penis.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah.
I know Detachable Penis.
I know that
yes,
song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but they got a whole catalog.
I thought you were talking about.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
And you can say it if it's an anatomy.
Exactly.
Part, if it's like a term.
Is that actually the group that did that? Because I used to love that. I love that video.
All right. So I could be. It's that same
it's
group
water.
Of people. Ann Magnuson.
I don't know. Where's Andrew?
Oh, Joel's shaking his head like, who
Joel
did Detachable?
Just came in.
King Missile.
Thank you.
I was
King Missile. Thank you.
They're all on the same record label.
There you go. That's what I'm thinking. That's there you go.
I was about to say
King
Missile, and then I was like, nope, someone's going to make fun of me because I'm
going
to
go. There you go. But so King Missile, Bong Water, all those bands. Yes, you should like just not do a deep dive. But I mean, you definitely got that kind of, you know, a little storytelling, you know, but that not, you know, too much. And, you know, you
not
got a texture and an atmosphere. There's performance. Ann Magnuson, obviously, is, you know, an actress. And it just, I don't know. And then, so then, what was the other thing we were thinking when we were hearing you? I don't know. But
so,
just,
so
yes.
So the first thing you brought up, the UK thing. Yeah, now I remember we were chatting about this. So to be honest, I don't know, like we love the idea, of course, of people anywhere, you know, hearing us, liking us, whatever, but the idea of going to the UK, people ask me to play shows at like venues in JP that are annoying to get to, and I'm like, oh god, I don't know, like it's a whole thing with the Subaru, like the idea of somehow getting us and the appropriate amount of objects we would need to another country. I'm just like, God, I need a nap, guys. I'm just going
to
go make some tea.
And those are all legitimate reasons why not to go. I'm just saying. If you can figure that
out.
You're right. Well, I'm just saying, you know, I mean, I got too much stuff going on here. I'm not going to the UK for any extended period unless I'm getting paid to do shows.
I'm just tired.
But I'm just saying, there may be another angle with you because you stand out so much.
Well, thank you.
And I don't know, man. I just I think it's wonderful. The Walter Sickert show is when again?
Saturday, July 22nd at the Sinclair.
I'm gonna have to get my butt over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's gonna be really cool. So it is it's Walter Sickert, and then opening up, it is Drop Bear, Us, and I'm going to say Astral Bitch on the radio because I know that Skybar did when I was here.
Right.
So that's fine.
Which I think Skybar played Astral Bitch, and I liked them. I don't
know
the
really
other
cool.
band.
Yeah, Drop Bear is cool. I believe they already put out the EP, or were they recording? They put out an EP.
They recorded
some
stuff,
ago.
Yeah.
They're very cool. Yeah. They're a newer band, and their drummer TJ is back in action, which is very exciting.
That will be a very fun show. We're not playing like a lot around that time, so we're kind of
saving it,
cooling
up.
It for a little while. So that's one to go see.
Well, so what the file this under? What the hell do I know? But I am acutely aware that you know, and So bands get popular and everybody offers them shows. It's like, oh, look, we're playing this week and that week and this week and that week. Mm-hmm. You want to be careful with that. Yeah. It's like, it's very flattering that everybody wants to play with you.
I'm busy.
You know, but it's just, you have a cachet and you really, I mean, that's just like a fancy
word. It's fun at first and then you start like.
Well, it's not just that. What ends up happening is that people will love you, but then there's things going on all the time. Yeah. So if you're playing all the time, that gives them permission not to see you. Mm-hmm. Oh, I know they're playing like 2 weeks later.
Exactly.
I'm going to go do this thing over here, which they should do this thing over here. What you shouldn't do, and this is like Smitty, you know, band playing lesson 329. It may not even be applicable anymore because this comes from fighting up through the 70s and 80s and the 90s. Is I like to do events like once a month, like making an event once a month at the tightest. To really push your draw and the people who follow you, 2 months.
Yeah.
Why? Because you're that good. You're that. So it's like, oh,
he's
you mean we
pointing.
Can't.
That means he's serious.
It's like, you know, it's like you just don't want people to get used to seeing you like anyway.
Yeah. Amber and I were actually just talking about this in the car, and it was more based on the fact that we get tired and lazy. Like, I think there's times when people think that we are super active and busy certain times. And certain times we are. And then there's a week, I don't know, there's a month, and it's just like, I don't know, I'm a period today, I don't want to do anything. And we just completely drop off the planet, which I love. But another thing actually coming up is, like, we've been talking about what we're going to do next. And so far we released one big fancy studio record, and then we did, we actually caused COVID, and I'm sorry for that, because we said our second thing we were just going to do in John's basement and pretend we were in a bunker, and then COVID actually happened, and so we did
so
actually
thing about
do
bats,
it.
Is that's all, that's
right,
all BS.
No, it's all
you
us,
actually
it's all us, sorry.
Yeah.
Good to know.
So then we actually did record the majority of it either remotely or in his basement, and we called it the Apocalypse Musical. We did our next record that we just put out, Amor Fati. And so for our next trick, we've been talking about kind of disappearing a little bit, not disappearing, but, you know, playing fewer live shows and really thinking about ways we can write and record differently. I want to incorporate more woodwinds and sort of think of things from a little bit more of, I don't want to say a scoring, like a film scoring perspective, but we have a lot of ideas rolling now.
We'd like to do some of that. I have a rock opera that I've been working on, which you need to learn the clarinet part,
oh,
too.
Oh, that one, yeah.
Yeah.
You do? I don't even know you were
rock opera. Come on. a themed album where we just kind of
I'm not trying to talk you out of playing live.
We know.
You've kind of noticed that everybody's calling you up and saying, hey, you want to play a show with us?
Yeah.
Because you guys are hot. You're very cool. You're unique. And everybody's going to want to play with you.
Last 2 weeks of December, actually, and the beginning of January, we said no to 18 shows.
There you go. Good.
I wrote them down.
The word
I was like,
no
guys,
is your friend.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so, like a Walter Sickert show. You say yes to that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was a dream to play also at the Sinclair and like all this.
There you
this
go.
Is an amazing lineup.
Yes.
And
you say yes
wait.
To that. But and they can't all be Sinclair shows. But just all I'm saying, yes, I know. So who's from Providence or in that area?
I'm from that area.
Cool. Because I'm doing my first, I've been in Boston since 1985. No, I take that back. It's my second Providence show. But I'm like thinking, I want to get down to Providence more and do stuff.
Providence is really cool.
Yeah,
there's just a whole different vibe down there and a little more relaxed.
And it's not Boston.
Right.
It's like, you know, you don't burn any, cachet, you know. It's like, oh, we'll just go and do it.
Parking's a bit better. You know, I've heard it's getting worse over the years, but it's still way better than in Boston. Like, you can find a spot in, like, a couple minutes as opposed to, like...
Sometimes, usually.
Sometimes, I don't know.
It depends what's going on. But yeah, it is better. Sure.
Yeah.
Let's go back to Providence.
And the nice thing about that is that it is, you know, it's about, 45 an hour away, depending where you are in New England.
Right.
So it's a little further away off the beaten track.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other places you might want to consider is, Connecticut, New Jersey, Brooklyn is insane.
If anybody wants to bring us to New York City, nobody emails me back, no one calls me back, no one texts me back, no one has any leads, no one has an open spot. Like, we'd love to. I'm kind of giving up at this point. We love Brattleboro, and Brattleboro, Vermont loves us. So you know what? We are kind of just going to be a Vermont band now because they want us to play there. But New York, I don't know. You have our email.
I got my homework.
Yeah.
I got my assignment. Because there's definitely very cool clubs there. Now, what's weird is there are a couple, like two, mm-hmm. sort of decent clubs that have re-popped up in Manhattan. But really, Brooklyn, Queens. And then the thing that I always forget about is Philadelphia is not that far away from New York.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
You really could do Philly. A Philly, New York.
We were talking about that a while ago.
Yeah, Philly
tour. Yeah, we got a Mini lot of tour. Friends in Philly, too.
Yeah.
And that city is really cool.
Yeah, it'd be really easy to do. So mm-hmm. I'm just saying, you know, if you want to stay busy, there's things to do. And then as far as writing, you know, operas and experimenting with instrumentation, that should just be going on all the time anyways.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We need a little heads down time, I think, once in a while.
Of course.
We're very intentional. I think we're a very intentional band about, like, we are not going to play shows for these 2 months. Nobody call us. And then, you know, we come back online. So we do kind of block things out.
Well, I have a very good musician friend that uses their downtime in the month of November because it's November. It's like anybody that offers them a show in November, it's like, no.
Yeah.
November. We don't do November.
November is always, but we usually do, I'm sure, play a couple shows in November, but it is kind of like a meh month anyway.
Well, it's getting ready to do the holidays, and then you got the winter coming along, and I'm a wimp. Mm. I do not like performing during January and February. And I see other bands.
I'm a big cold baby.
Yeah, but I don't even care for me or whatever band I'm playing in. It's like getting people to come on out and, you know, maybe. So now with, you know, global warming, climate change, our winter isn't as bad as it used to be. It used to be, you know, you're walking through the slush and all the, you know, all
your
the
bones junk. Don't work when it's that cold.
Right. Right.
Old bones.
Because they got ghosts in your bones.
So, but that was really just magnificent. So I think I've been following you enough. What is the most recent single right now?
The most recent single, actual single we released was Snake Charmer.
Snake Charmer.
So, Snake Charmer we released in the end of April. Yes, end of April. Right before we put out the full record, Amor Fati.
Gotcha.
Which Crow Follow played our release show. I know you were just chit-chatting with them. We love them.
Oh, they're awesome.
They're so much fun.
And well, you know, that's sort of the beauty of the Boston/New England music scene. There's a lot of bands here. It was getting a little slim for a while, but I feel an energy coming back.
Good, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, you know, I think it's hard because we're seeing a lot of venues close, but I don't feel that we're seeing bands disappear the same way, like
right.
you're saying. I feel like we're unfortunately getting squeezed on places to play, but I think there's enough of a general support group and kind of network that hopefully more places will open because, you know, we've got, like, that Deep Cuts just opened in Medford.
I haven't been there yet.
No,
I'm very curious.
We only had, like, one show so far or something, right? Like, Zip Tie Handcuffs?
Could be.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
I'm open to playing there, too. Give us a call.
I mean, I don't even remember what the attendance is there. Is it, like,
a buck?
Buck and a half? You know, 100,
looks
150,
cool,
200? I don't know. I mean, I used to love playing over at Once when it was in Somerville.
Oh, I know.
You
That's
know?
Like our favorite.
I
our
hated
favorites.
The parking situation there,
yeah.
but I loved the venue. People seem to figure it out.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we're going to go to Once. Parking's going to be a nightmare.
Yeah. Definitely, though, not the worst. Not the worst I've dealt with. But
exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, well, that was just magnificent. Just, you know, loved the whole, just the vibe and the... The banter. I thought the banter was almost as entertaining as the music.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, we have a lot of pedals, so especially if you can't see us and you can't see what we're doing.
I can't play my, like, in-between sound effects and stuff,
they
too,
all have
because,
swears in
yeah,
them.
We need to censor things, and one's Bugs Bunny, and I don't know if you guys are going to get sued by Disney or whoever. You know,
yeah, no,
like that.
Tonight it felt very, we've never played on the radio before. Like, I mean, we figured it would kind of feel like being in the recording studio, and it sort of did, but it was a little more, like, kind of awkward because, you know, I think things in our headphones aren't exactly how they're maybe sounding on the other end, and I'm like, oh my god, is this pedal way too loud? And the answer is usually yes. So that was
we had
some experiments there.
I felt quiet and then loud, and
yeah.
I was like, hope this sounds good. I lost my headphones for the last
headphones
song,
fell
and
off
I was just
completely.
Like, whatever, this is fine. I'm just going to yell about it, and we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
So what are you using for the loops and samples? Do you have an actual keyboard?
Have different things.
I have a Boss loop pedal that I can store samples on as well.
Gotcha.
And Rainey has a...
My things are separate. I have an Electro Harmonic 720 loop pedal that I use to loop my bass and the Skank Tank, which is an alto clarinet that I did not bring this evening. And, wow, John.
Was that that loud?
That was bong water.
Do you have to capture that and loop it, or is it already stored?
I can store it in there, but that's just for bass and clarinet loops. The sound effects, when you heard the flute tonight, that's one of my sound effects, the screaming, the coyotes howling or whatever. That's on a Boss? No, it's a Roland SPD something wave pad. It's the red.
I love that
it's the
stuff.
Red one.
I love that stuff.
It's fun. It really made a huge difference. Like, all of these little boxes are things like, oh my God, it's like 200 something bucks. Are we going to do that? And we've never regretted it. We both have vocal processors now. We have not looked back.
Oh, so yeah, the,
oh, yeah.
I mean, so,